Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program we discuss problems, issues and other relevant questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this program are mostly based upon the holy book of the Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and naturally of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all. Joining us in the studio is our dear friend and Islamic researcher Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today we will be continuing our discussion on how we can raise our children in an Islamic manner. Sayyid, last we spoke about how it is important that we have our children choose a proper guiding friend, a brother in faith that they may draw advantage of, that they may come to learn and they may come to inspire and influence each other in a positive way. Dear Sayyid, as a parent, how can I perhaps help my children find such a good friend? Should I go look for such a friend or should I teach them or what am I supposed to do in this situation?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan al-la'in al-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. When it comes to friends and choosing a friend, first and foremost, as parents, we should ask ourselves, first we should ask ourselves, look at the people around our kids, right? We have to make a judgment ourselves. And so before we go on about teaching our kids, we have to see what kind of kids do we have in the community or in the group that my son will be hanging around. Right. Do we have liars, for example? Do we have cheaters? Do we have naughty boys? Do we have
violent people?
So, right. Violent kids. Right. So we have to look at all these things before me and you go choosing. Because the Ahl Bayt, alayhim as-salam, they have given us certain criteria with people that we should avoid. For example, it says when it comes to al-kadhab, he says, إِيَّاكَ وَالْكَذَّاب. I warn you and the liar. فَإِنَّهُ يُبَعَّدَ لَكَ الْقَرِيبِ. Right? Or يُقَرُّبُ لَكَ الْبَعِيدِ. A liar, when he lies, that which is far, he makes it close. Right. That which is close, he makes it far. يُرِيدُ أَن يَنْفَعَكَ فَيُضُرَّكَ. He wants to help you, but he ends up doing what? Harming you.
Right.
So, for example, that's a child I don't want for my kids. Or, for example, when it comes to a person who is corrupted, a person who is dhal, a person. So this is something that you need to make sure that you study beforehand.
So that's the responsibility of the parent, the caretaker.
Exactly. So the caretaker, first and foremost, he has to study, like we said before, you need to study the environment that you are in.
Right, first where you live. Foremost. Right.
Right. And then once you make this
analysis
right. and this dissection of your community, of your society, then you have to bring your child the awareness of friends
right.
and the effects of friends and why is it important to have friends first and why is it important to avoid bad friends seconds.
Right. Sayyid, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today, we are discussing how to raise our children Islamically. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
Now, we have a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam where he says, "Tell me your friend and I tell you who you are."
Right.
So basically, what he's trying to say is that your friend would reflect your akhlaq, or the akhlaq of your friend will reflect on you.
Right.
So he becomes, in a way, a teacher for me and you, if we have friends.
Right.
So with our kids, any child who is considered to be his friend can influence him with super ease, without any problems. If one of them is smoking, my son will surely smoke soon after without a question of a doubt.
He will end up smoking.
Right. Exactly. If any of my son's friends smokes, if one of them smokes, I guarantee you my son will be smoking.
It drops off. It influences. Right.
And it will come naturally without any hassle, because when we are with our friends, we are very open with them.
Right.
We give them everything. We open up. We know everything about them. They know everything about us. So we do things together, whether it's good or bad. So I have to make sure that from the beginning, I choose the right friend.
Right.
Otherwise, we could end up in a lot of trouble.
Choosing the right friend, the parent or the child, teaching him
now,
how to
the
choose.
Child himself, this is the thing about children.
Right.
If you try to choose for them, it's not going to work out.
Right.
And I'm talking from experience, because my dad tried and he failed miserably.
Right.
As children, we are very stubborn.
Of course.
We like to choose our own. Why? Because we'd like to choose kids who have the same mentality as ours. For example, me or those who are like me, we have a certain mindset when it comes to our studies. Like, we're not very smart, we're not very dumb. We're kind of in between.
In the middle.
Now, those who are very smart, we consider them to be nerds, right?
Right.
Now, my dad's job as a father, he wants me to be with the nerds. He wants me to be a nerd. He wants me to be a smart person. Now, saying a nerd is not a bad thing, by the way. It's a good thing, you know?
Right,
so he wants me to be a smart person. When he comes and he tries to pair me with someone from that caliber, from that class, I'm not going to coexist.
You do not click with them.
Yeah, so like, you know, they have
some tension.
Yeah, I would like to people on my own stature and my own stature.
It's natural. We seek people who are similar to us.
Similar to us. So that when there are similarities, we have a saying that says, "الطيور على أشكالها تقع," right?
Right.
Birds will fall in their own groups. So it's simple. It's as simple as that. So forcing a friend into your kids is not good. Now, what you can do is you can introduce a friend to your kids. So, for example, you know, a good kid, you can slowly trying to get him to know each other. Not say, okay, this is your friend, this is the guy I want you to be with. For example, you
not
talk about
directly.
Him. No, so you talk about him, you see him, you make way where they where the two come together, they get to speak.
Play dates, they go meet.
Exactly,
and
they have play dates, night dates, I don't know, they have sleepovers.
Whatever.
So
there are
places where you can introduction, rather than choosing. Choosing is always the wrong thing to do when it comes to kids.
Right.
So then we have to work on trying to educate our children into the dangers that can happen from friends.
Right. Let's discuss that after a quick break.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Ya
Welcome back to your listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing how to raise our children in a proper Islamic manner. Say, just before we went on a quick break, we said that we needed to teach our children or introduce to our children a good friend. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
So, trying to gain and introduce a good friend to our kids, it is one of our duties and missions as parents to do.
Right.
And this is something that the Quran warned about. The Quran wanted us to even have good friends. The tradition of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the Prophet, they spoke about this many, many times.
Right.
So when it comes to friends, there are dangers need to be looked at, and there are benefits that need to be looked at.
Harmful influences.
Exactly. Right. So there, in the same way there is a harm influence, there is a good influence.
Right.
Now, in a society that is open, especially now the whole world is like a village, there are things we can't really control. Okay.
Right.
For example, my kid being in school.
Right.
I can't control that. My kid being, for example, in a social platform, it's very hard to control
of
who he meets and who he sees.
Right.
Now, the only way that I can make sure that my child is protected from these things is with a lot of education, with a lot of teaching,
right,
with a lot of bringing his attention and his awareness to these things.
Right.
Unless I do that, then I can feel almost powerless to do anything about it. So he goes to school, he hangs out with his kids. I can't always police him.
Of course,
I
you can't
always be behind saying, "No, no, don't talk to this guy. No, no, talk to this guy."
No, perhaps
you and me remember. Obviously, me and you went to school. We made friends, and we made bad friends, right? And
our
parents weren't there to control it. And even though our parents didn't like certain kids that we were with, they couldn't do much about it,
right?
And now the situation is even harder when you have, like I said, you have friends who are unseen,
right?
You don't understand the amount of danger that the unseen friends could bring to the child.
Of course, Yeah.
So, and sometimes it is, one of the issues that people facing today. Sometimes that person who is a friend with the child is actually not a child, rather a grown-up.
Right, Said, actually, on that note, if I may interrupt you, our societies, it is very normal to see children of both genders playing with each other, a female and a boy, no problem. But when should we start drawing the lines? Like, is there an age limit, or should we prevent them from the start from forming any bonds, relations with females, or what should we do here Islamically?
No, Islamically, when it comes to kids, for example, we have instruction that says, when it comes to girls, I think by the age they reach 7 or 6, you try to avoid touching them, trying to avoid kissing them, trying to avoid, because they're only a year or 2 years away from being a mukallaf.
Right.
So, and even according to some ulamas, even a makruh to touch or kiss a girl at the age of 7. You need to, leave them off.
Right.
So, at certain times, yes, they need to be, from 1 to maybe 3, 4, maybe it's okay. But after that, when the child starts to develop feelings and emotions, and more importantly, he starts to develop curiosity.
That's the dangerous part.
That's the dangerous part. So curiosity means that, why is she different than me? Why am I different than her?
They start exploring.
And then exploration happens, and then, that leads to a very dark path.
Right.
So there has to be a time where both need to be separated.
Right, and with keeping that in mind, we will unfortunately have to end today's program. I thank you for your insightful knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any comments or questions, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. In addition to that, we also have social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Fi amanillah.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.